From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Coast Guard today began what it is calling a controlled burn of some of the crude oil that has spilled into the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Louisiana. The initial area where the burn is being conducted is some 30 miles east of the Mississippi River. In Mobile, Alabama, that state's Governor Bob Riley says officials there are also working on a multifaceted plan to deal with the massive spill.
Over the next two or three days, we're going to do everything we can to mitigate any potential damage.
About 42,000 gallons of oil a day are spilling into the Gulf, threatening wildlife and fishing operations. The oil is leaking from a blown-out well drilled by the Deepwater Horizon, which exploded and caught fire earlier this month. 11 oil rig workers remain missing and are presumed dead. An overhaul of financial regulations has been blocked in the Senate by Republican filibusters, now moving ahead. NPR's David Wellner reports Republicans who voted three times this week to keep the bill from coming up ended their blockade this evening.
As Democrats prepared to keep the Senate in session throughout the night to highlight the GOP filibuster, Republicans announced they would no longer insist on keeping the financial regulatory bill off the Senate floor. Alabama Republican Richard Shelby said he'd reached an understanding with Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd.
We have reached some assurances in that. He has and his staff have made some recommendations that we like, and we've made some they like. I think we've made real progress on that.
Dodd, for his part, simply said he was open to more suggestions on how to improve the bill.
We haven't sealed anything, but we've had great conversations, as two people of goodwill can have.
Republicans had hoped to change the financial overhaul bill before it reached the Senate floor, since they may not have the votes needed to amend it. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
In a statement following their policymaking meeting today, Federal Reserve officials sounded more confident about the economy, but again said they expect to hold key interest rates at exceptionally low levels for an extended period. More from NPR's John Itzty.
Members of the central bank's Federal Open Market Committee said they will continue to hold the benchmark federal funds rate near zero to support the economic recovery. Expressing a more upbeat outlook than in previous statements, Fed officials said the job market is beginning to improve and consumer spending is picking up. But they also noted unemployment remains high and employers are still reluctant to add workers. The more upbeat assessment from the Fed helped U.S. stocks regain some of the ground they lost Tuesday. The Dow Industrials climbed back above the psychologically important 11,000 level. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Computer maker Hewlett-Packard has announced a more than $1 billion deal to acquire struggling cell phone maker Palm. Under terms of the deal approved by the company's boards, HP will pay $5.70 a share for Palm. The upbeat assessment from the Fed did help to boost the market. The Dow is up 53 points today. You're listening to NPR. President Obama, on his way back to Washington from a two-day Midwest visit to push his economic agenda, said today there may not be an appetite in Congress right now to deal with the delicate issue of immigration reform. The president also pointed to the fact that much work still needs to be done on energy legislation ahead of this fall's congressional elections. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, the president said he still wants a bipartisan effort toward immigration reform. Republicans have said they will not cooperate on climate change unless immigration reform is taken off the table for now. A new study finds that bodybuilders who used steroids for years have serious heart damage. It appears in the journal Circulation Heart Failure. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Earlier research did not reveal consistent heart problems among bodybuilders, but they involved athletes who used steroids for shorter periods. The new study involved men who used the muscle-building drugs for an average of 9 years. Most of these long-term users had hearts with abnormally low pumping function and other signs of damage. The study was small, only a dozen steroid users and seven who said they hadn't taken the drugs. But study author Aaron Bagish of Harvard says the big difference points to a real effect that deserves urgent study.
Our concern with steroids is that we're going to start to see people who were in their 20s and 30s using heavily back in the 90s that are now reaching the second half of their life, and that this is going to become a real issue.
The National Institute on Drug Abuse, which funded the research, is considering follow-up studies. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Toyota says it is recalling 50,000 of its large SUVs to adjust software in the vehicle's stability systems. The voluntary recall involves the automaker's Sequoia models and fixes a glitch in the system the company says could cause unexpected acceleration. The recall covers early 2003 models. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.